Nick Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The suspect in yesterday's Florida State University shootings remains hospitalized and apparently is cognizant. CBS's Anna Schechter.
He was able to communicate there, but he also had enough information to know that he could refuse to answer those questions.
This is Michael Wallace. Yesterday's shooting was a bad case of deja vu for FSU student Stephanie Horowitz. She survived the 2018 high school shooting in Parkland, Florida.
I got into a place over these last couple of years where I didn't fear for my life anymore, and here we are yet again, and that was taken away from me for a second time.
She tells CBS Mornings,
I never thought it would happen to me for the first time, and here we are, and unfortunately this is America for you.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The Maryland man mistakenly deported to El Salvador is not expected to return to the U.S. anytime soon. Senator Chris Van Hollen visited him there yesterday. The Trump administration is refusing court orders to bring him back, and El Salvador won't send him back. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Salvadoran President Nayib Bukele, whose government is being paid by the U.S. to detain deportees, also posted photos of the meeting and reiterated that Abrego Garcia will remain in his country's custody. The White House called Senator Van Hollen's visit truly disgusting, saying Chris Van Hollen has firmly established Democrats are the party whose top priority is the welfare of an illegal alien MS-13 terrorist.
At the Vatican, the Cardinal presides over the Good Friday service at St. Peter's, but as he recovers from double pneumonia, many are wondering about the Pope. Will they see him? He has been out in public this week. CBS's Chris Livesay.
And it's whether or not we might see Pope Francis. We might see him on Easter Sunday. That's a big event, one that many say is too big for him to miss. And then, of course, J.D. Vance is in town. There's nothing on the books for the two of them to meet, but who knows?
The markets are closed for Good Friday. This is CBS News.
Steel walk behind zero turn and stand on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A gas main break in Kenosha forced residential evacuations last night. It happened at around 9, impacting people living near 39th Avenue and 45th to 50th Streets. Details of the cause remain under investigation. Major construction on Main Street between Gould and Augusta begins Monday in Racine. It'll have the road closed for 2 months with detours via Melvin and Erie. The project aims to reopen before July 4th festivities, with Phase 2 starting in July. A Racine officer rescued a man from a burning building last week. Kenosha officers got awards recently for reviving an unresponsive man on February 15th. Both departments have had ceremonies and are giving out commendations and accolades for the efforts. Racine County's new juvenile detention center opens May 1st. It'll relocate 25 youths to a new facility with classrooms and mental health resources. The efforts at the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center aims to shift focus from punishment to rehabilitation and education. And the Red Cross is seeking volunteers to install smoke alarms and create escape plans. Those volunteers would be going door-to-door in Racine May 3rd, replacing smoke detectors and offering fire safety tips. There's more about how to help on the local Red Cross website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Is it Dane time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is, but Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays, who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and high temperatures spiking to the low 70s. Some could be strong to severe, packing hail and high winds. After the cold front passes, though, it'll leave us cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s and partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
News. Timeless Hits, WRJN. The upcoming Pancake Day fundraiser at Roma Lodge, just one of the topics that will be discussed Monday morning with Don Rosen on WRJN.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for we
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round. I get around.
I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Get around.
I get around.
Hamilton's Everlasting Love. In the summer of 67, the summer of love, there was a huge music festival. It was an important one. Historically, it was a big deal. It was then, it still is. There was a song written and sung about it, and it was a modest hit. And you're going to hear that song about this music festival half an hour from now, as this afternoon's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Today is WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy 8 Collectibles, with showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near Entrance G at Gurney Mills. Discover a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Action figures, pro wrestling merch, sports memorabilia, great Easter gifts with their own uniquely sweet charm. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
Hey Racine, get in on the action and join the 262 Boutique Food Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th, bring non-perishable unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. Market hours and drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Something big is happening at Racine Riverside Marine. It's the 2025 Spring Launch and Open House event, Saturday, May 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. with Smith Nelson Project playing from 6 to 9 p.m. Pico's Food Truck will serve up delicious food, while free ice-cold beer and soda will keep the good vibes flowing. Win raffle prizes and get out on the water in a Robalo test boat ride. New vibe, new theme, same legendary marina. Stop by Racine Riverside Marine at 950 Erie Street for all your boating needs and launch into spring the right way.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. I'm a run around sewer, yeah. My miss lips and a smile on her face. The touch of her hand and this girl's one embrace. So if you don't want to cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer. People let me put was out with other guys. Here's the moral and the story from the guy who knows. I fell in love and my love still grows. Ask any fool that she ever knew. They say, I keep away from her, run around to a play that hour. Yeah, keep away from this girl. I know, what you'll do.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and the Brewers pregame tonight, 6:35, before they play the A's on WRJN.
Oh,
Kinsman, finally, Louie Louie, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and Stuart J. Waddles with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A gas main break in Kenosha last night led to residential evacuations. Homes and residences near 39th Avenue and 45th to 50th Streets were impacted. The Kenosha Fire Department was dealing with several medical calls. Police were dealing with traffic control. We're working on learning more about what happened and the impact. A Racine officer saved a man from a burning building last week. Some Kenosha cops also filled that hero role recently. Kenosha police officers Kyle Topple, Charles Lyons, and Matthew Lovell received awards this week from the mayor for saving a man who was unresponsive and not breathing. The officers were able to get to a 63rd Street home quickly back on February 15th, and they were able to resuscitate the man. The officers from both the communities are receiving accolades. Racine County's outdated juvenile detention center closes soon, with 25 youths moving to the new Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That move will take place May 1st. The facility features classrooms, mental health suites, and outdoor courtyards. The goal is to move from a punishment-based rehab to an educational and mental health rehab. The facility is named for the late county executive who pushed early for the Caledonia facility. And let the roundabout talk begin. A new Racine County roundabout is being planned for the intersection of Highways K and V. The plan is moving ahead thanks to a federal grant of just over $500,000. The county board approved the project this week, aiming to reduce the high number of crashes at that intersection. Design work will start next month. The full project is expected to wrap up by 2029. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, and high temperatures spiking to the low 70s. Some could be strong to severe, packing hail and high winds. After the cold front passes, though, it'll leave us cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-50s and partly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean, we've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Up till now we sailed through every storm, and I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. San Francisco figures prominently in the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up in minutes. But first, Scott McKenzie, WRJN.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear
San Francisco. can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together. We're suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds. So if a friend I know, I'll fight and say hello.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up in a couple of minutes, a song about a major music festival. It came out around Christmas time of 1967, about a festival that had taken place the summer before that, the Summer of Love, the summer of 1967. Any guesses what this would be? Bueller? Bueller? Nobody, huh? Stick around. It's a cool song. And it made the top 20. It's next. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying
enjoying life again with easy mobility solutions.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Sick of Wisconsin's unpredictable weather ruining your golf plans? X-Golf Kenosha has you covered with new seasonal memberships. Enjoy indoor golf that's always on par no matter what's happening outside. Tee off on 50 world-class courses using their cutting-edge simulators, whether you're flying solo, bringing the crew, or sharpening your skills with the PGA Pro Ray. Don't let another season slip away. Explore the seasonal memberships at xgolfkenosha.com or swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
And here we go, opening up the vault door once again. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. This song chronicles the Monterey Pop Festival of 1967. Eric Burdon and the Animals performed there, but it wasn't the Animals that did House of the Rising Sun. It was Eric Burdon and a new set of Animals backing him up. And this was their first gig at this very first pop festival. It's historic. There was a film made of it that you can still find on the internet every now and then. And what a lineup of people they had. This was the first time America saw Jimi Hendrix. He was introduced to the crowd by Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones, even though the Rolling Stones did not perform at the festival. But a list of who did perform at the festival was written into this song. Eric Burdon wrote the song. He was so impressed with the festival and the whole scene and the vibe and everything that by Christmas time of 1968, he released a song called Monterey, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
Some of them came and played. Others give flowers away. Yes, it did. Down in Monterey. Down in Monterey. Young God smiled upon the crowd. Their music being born of love. Children dance night and day. Religion was being born down in Monterey. The birds and the airplane did fly. Oh, Ravi Shankar's music made me cry. The who exploded into fire and light. Hugh Masekela's music was black as night. The grateful day blew everybody's mind. Jimi Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. Yeah. His Majesty Prince Jones smiled them off the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were grooving real loud. Yeah. You wanna find the truth in life? Don't pass music by. And you know I would not lie.
No, I would not lie. No, I would not lie. Down in Monterey. Amen.
The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, this time around, about the Monterey Pop Festival 1967. Even the cops grooved with us. That's a first-person account of that famous festival 2 years before the Woodstock Festival. And we do these nuggets every single weekday, twice a day, 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish. Songs you haven't heard on the radio for a while, and that one definitely qualifies. WRJN. WRJN.
Don't be slow. No, 'cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Conversation.
WRJN. That's going to do it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done, but music doesn't stop. Kurt Vollman is next. His 5 o'clock class reunion, focusing on the class of 63 today.
There's a place up ahead.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump was asked today about all the deportation cases in the courts.
We're getting them out, and that's why I was elected. A judge wasn't elected to do that. I was elected to do that, and we're doing it in record fashion.
One of those cases involves Kilmar Abrega Garcia, a Maryland man deported to El Salvador, CBS's Natalie Brand.
The larger issue that so many people, from legal experts to lawmakers, are bringing up is the issue of due process, and the due process that didn't happen when he was deported, and, you know, the administration back then, last month, admitting this was an administrative error that led to his deportation.
President Trump was also asked about Secretary of State Marco Rubio's comments that the U.S. could move on if there's no progress soon on talks to end the war in Ukraine.
If for some reason one of the two parties makes it very difficult, we're just going to say you're foolish, you're fools, you're horrible people, and we're going to just take a pass.
Ahead of weekend talks with Iran, the U.S. launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen, killing at least 74 people at an oil port. Osama Khalil with Syracuse University.
Now, the Trump administration is claiming this is an attempt to pressure Iran, but it's unclear by bombing a port, killing paramedics and port workers is somehow going to pressure Iran in negotiations. If the United States wants to negotiate with Iran, it should negotiate with Iran. There's no reason to be bombing Yemen to do that.
The president's pick to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services was sworn in today. Mehmet Oz.
Medicaid dollars for people who are vulnerable are being used for non-medical purposes. For example,